Yeah, winter is coming on in Pennsylvania already. I know, it's only September.
Yeah.
Temperature this morning, 34 degrees. That was the overnight low. September 23rd or something like that.
Yeah,
I know, 34 degrees. I can see my breath coming down from my apartment. Walk over to 410. I mean, it's getting a little ridiculous. Hi, buddy. This is Martin Zenner. One consolation. I got one consolation. Yep, my consolation is the Steelers are 0-3. Yeah, sorry, you Steeler fans, but yeah, that makes me happy. You know, it's all Steeler fans over here. People have Steelers on their license plates. They wear jerseys of other people. Ben Roethlisberger jerseys. I don't know why people aren't happy with themselves. They have to take on a alter identity, an alter ego, namely some big chunky dude that can throw a football, Ben Roethlisberger. I don't understand it. But that's the way it is here in Western Pennsylvania. So Steelers are 0-3, and the winter's coming on. But I'm going to make it. We're going to get through this book of Hebrews, and then we're going to start on the book of Revelation. But for now, I want to go back to Detroit, Michigan. And I want to talk about the talk in Detroit at the Restoration Bible Church, which is an Israelite identity church, which I congratulated the people for understanding the truths of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. Then I said, and this is why it doesn't matter, and I taught the truths of justification. And they were quite upset with me. This is recap. And they murmured against me, or they were dead quiet. It was very awkward, and I finished my 45-minute address, and the sweat was trickling down my brow. This doesn't happen very often because I'm a cool guy. I just don't sweat much. So that the sweat was coming down my brow, you wouldn't know it from listening to the recording because cool, calm, collected. And yet, the sweat was going up and down on my brow. And I'm standing up there quite alone. After the talk, no one's coming up to me. No one's offering to take me to a dinner of ritually slaughtered lamb. Nobody's inviting me to their home to light a menorah. No one is shaloming me or saloming me or sayonara-ing me. No one. And so I'm quite alone. And then a woman began to approach the podium. Here she came. Fairly young woman who was sitting in the back row the whole time. Very unassuming. Didn't notice her really. And she's coming up to the podium. I go, okay, here it comes. I'm in big trouble now. Well, here's what happened. She came up to me and said, "Sir, I just want you to know." I'm going, oh my gosh, here it is. I take a deep breath. I'm ready for it. Bring it. Hit me with your best shot. Pat Benatar me. I'm ready. "Sir, I just want you to know that today I heard my message for the first time. I heard my gospel for the first time." This woman had been pre-designated before the eons for membership in the body of Christ. And she sat for 3 years in an Israelite church hearing nothing but the circumcision gospel. And it was okay. It sounded all right, but she wasn't crazy about it. Why? Because she was born with an antenna for the uncircumcision gospel. In my book, I call the uncircumcision gospel 92.1 FM. That's the uncircumcision gospel, 92.1 FM. I compare this to the circumcision gospel, which is, what do I call the circumcision gospel? Let's call it 1100 AM. 1100 AM is a circumcision gospel. And she did not have an antenna given by God at birth to receive that gospel. And so it just kind of went over her head, or she put up with it. She picked bits and pieces out of it, but she had an antenna for 92.1. Oh, in the book I say 1400 AM. That's it. 1400 AM is my hypothetical broadcast frequency for the circumcision gospel, and 92.1, the uncircumcision gospel. So, for the first time in that church, someone was broadcasting on the 92.1 frequency. Never before this woman heard the 92.1 frequency. Now, her antenna was vibrating like crazy. It was going nuts. For the first time, she received a signal that jived with what she was born to hear, and she couldn't take it. I mean, she was filled with joy and came up to me. I heard my gospel for the first time. Why is that? Because it had never been broadcast before. And so I saw that day at that Restoration Bible Church a microcosm of first century drama. This was first century drama because back in that day there were two gospels going out, front burner, both of them at the same time, the circumcision and the uncircumcision. Now, Peter had an antenna for 1400 AM, as did almost all the, not all the Jews, but the remnant, those who were destined to hear it. Their antennas tuned to 1400 AM. And whenever they read the prophets, whenever they heard the law in the Hebrew scriptures, their antennas vibrating. So they're getting the message. All right, now a few of the Jews, let's just take Saul as an example, who was to become Paul. He's born with both antennas. Peter, no. Peter is only born with the 1400 receiver, 1400 AM. That's the only thing he can hear. Saul is born with the 1400 AM receiver, but he's also born with a 92.1 FM. Nobody ever heard that modulation. Nobody ever heard of it. It was unheard of that anyone could even broadcast on that frequency modulation. So when Saul is on the road to Damascus and the signal 92.1 comes beaming from heaven for the first time in Earth's history, he was the only one in receiving distance with that antenna. He fell to the ground. So stunned was he by hearing his message. And the Lord said, when Saul asks, "Who are you?" "I am the Lord. I am the one you are persecuting. It's tough for you. Tough for you to kick against it, isn't it?" And he was kicking against what he knew deep in his heart the whole time, but what he couldn't know in another sense, couldn't accept because he had never heard it. So, and this was the first time in history that, and the only time, listen to this, the first and only time in history that the 92.1 frequency, the gospel of the uncircumcision, was broadcast directly from heaven. From this point forward, its caretaker and its broadcaster was Saul, soon to become the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 13. His calling is in Acts chapter 9. And so he receives it. He gets it. And now he begins to broadcast at 92.1. The believing Jews, those who believed in Jesus Christ of the circumcision, they did not understand it. They clashed with everything they knew. It's like trying to get somebody raised on Lawrence Welk to dance to Elvis. Here's Lawrence Welk, and all of a sudden, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time, ain't you nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time, ain't nothing but a hound dog, baby, ain't no friend of mine, it said you was hot." And then, what is this? What is this music? They don't get it, and they reject it. But some were born, like Barnabas. There's another Jew who was born with a 92.1 antenna. But for their whole life, they could never exercise it because it was never broadcasting. Now, beams from heaven. Saul gets it, becomes Paul. Now he broadcasts it. Other people get it. Once they get it, they can be broadcasters. They can be broadcasting units. They can be their own radio stations. I'm a radio station. I have the 92.1 frequency, and I'm broadcasting it today, right now. Others have it. Sheridan has it. Pilkington has it. Hill has it. Flanders has it. Others have it. You have it. You tell your friends, you have it. I don't know your name, but you have it. And so you give it to people. And it's first century drama. Now, here's the difference, is I believe that even though the circumcision evangel is not the active evangel, it's an evangel in waiting, and it is still going out, and it is still being received by people with the 1400 AM antenna, namely your friends, your family. They hear James. They love the book of James. One of my ex-relatives loved the circumcision writings, loved the book of James. James, James. They loved the low spiritual level of James. They love how James always took the relative and not the absolute viewpoint. They loved how James said that faith without works is dead because they loved to work. We love to work, Martin. All right, go work. So work away so you have an antenna for 1400. Don't condemn me because I'm on a higher frequency. I'm listening to Elvis and the Beatles and the Kinks and the Rolling Stones on 92.1, and I'm digging this frequency. I was born to hear this frequency. I'm a rock and roller. You might be Lawrence Welk. You might be of the Fathers, the traditional thing. You know, boom, ding, ding, boom. You might be the wall. You may be waltzing with Strauss or whoever. You know, you might be back there with Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I don't know. All I know is that I'm into Pat Benatar, Chrissy Hynde, Joan Jett. I love those chick rockers. Absolutely love them. Blondie, a chick with a guitar. I mean, that's the soulish equivalent of the gospel of the uncircumcision. I'm sorry. I know that's soulish. The uncircumcision gospel is spiritual, but I'm soulish and spiritual right now. I'm a mixture, you see. I only have a measure of the spirit. So in the meantime, I listen to rock and roll to get me through this eon, and I eat dark chocolate. So, you know, more power to me. Thank you very much. And if you don't have an antenna for it, here's the thing. I'm going to stop looking down on you. I'm going to stop criticizing you because here's the thing with a Concordant Publishing concern. They used to say, well, if you believe Israel truths, you're just stealing Israel's goods. You're robbing hamburger from Israel's grocery cart. Leave Israel things to Israel. You take in the uncircumcision gospel. But my point is, what if somebody from way back, like that guy in Iowa, is a member of Israel, is part of the lost 10 tribes of Israel? And then let's say this, he has an antenna for 1400 AM, and that's what he can hear. And that's all he can hear. He hears Paul's message, and he doesn't get it. You know, he can't get that. He can't get the beat. He's just not Lawrence Welk, a bubble machine. He's all about it. Loves it. Band of Skulls, not so much. So I say that these people are responding legitimately to their evangel. They do not have an antenna to receive Paul because they weren't born with one. You're designated beforehand for this or you're not. Those of the circumcision are chosen from the disruption of the world. Those of the uncircumcision are chosen from before the disruption of the world. I got verses for that in The First Idiot in Heaven. If you have not read that book, why? Why haven't you? It's a great book. It's the best book on the Apostle Paul in existence. So I really recommend you read it. In the meantime, I am exhausted on the lost 10 tribes of Israel. I'm not exhausted. I'm full of energy. I could talk about it for another 12 days. But I've exhausted my resources for now on this topic. So tomorrow we're going to get back to the book of Hebrews. Thanks for tuning in. I forget where we are in Hebrews. I think we're around chapter 8. We'll find out tomorrow. At least I'll find out at the same time you do.